The Moon and the Sun by Vonda N. McIntyre. In Memoriam, Avram Davidson, 1923 to 1993. Prologue. Midsummer day's sun blazed white in the center of the sky. The sky turned blue to the horizon. The flagship of the king crossed abruptly from the limpid green of shallow water to the dark indigo of limitless depths. The galleon's captain shouted orders. The sailors hurried to obey. Canvas flapped, then filled. The immense square sails snapped taut in the wind. The ship creaked and groaned and leaned into its turn. The flag of Louis XIV fluttered, writing Nec Pluribus Impar, the king's motto, across the sky. The emblem of Louis XIV, a golden sunburst, shone from the galleon's foretopsail. Free of the treacherous shoals, the galleon plunged ahead. Water rushed against the ship's sides. The gilt figurehead stretched its arms into sunlight and spray. Rainbows shimmered from its claws and from the flukes of its double tail. The carven sea monster flung colored light before it for the glory of the king. Yves Delacroix searched the sea from the ship's bow to the horizon, seeking his quarry along the Tropic of Cancer, directly beneath the sun. He squinted into midsummer's day and clenched his hands around the top-deck's rail. The galleon moved with the wind, leaving the air on deck still and hot. The sun soaked into Yves' black cassock and drenched his dark hair with heat. The tropical sea sparkled and shifted, dazzling and enrapturing the young Jesuit. "Démon!" the lookout cried. Yves searched for what the lookout had spied, but the sun was too bright and the distance too long. The ship cut through the waves, rushing, roaring.